Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Sidi treating medical report. Patient first name is Leon, L-E-O-N, last name Kamchee, K-A-M-C-H-E-E. Date of birth is 07-23-1951. Period examination date is 01-31-2023. Chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of urinary incontinence, comma. Pain in the abdomen and back pain period. Next line, subject to colon, patient stated that he has frequent urination, especially in the nighttime, and he then had a MRI of the prostate and pelvis. It showed mass in the median lateral lobe, and there was no lymph node enlargement period. Next line, it also showed that patient has diverticulosis of the large intestine without any perforation period. Next line, patient complained of vague lower abdominal pain, and he has constipation, and after the bowel movements he feels better. He has not seen any blood in the stool. Patient was seen by gastroenterologist in the past. Here, next line. Patient also complained of low back pain. And the pain is, correction, the pain level is 4 or 5, and it is really after resting. Most of the time, the pain is after the exertion. And the MRI of the prostate and pelvis also showed disc degeneration of the lumbar spine. Period. Next line. Review on system, colon, patient denied excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or radiation of pain to the lower extremities. Here, next line. Gas medical history significant for hypertension, and he's on amlodipine 2.5 milligram once a day. As for the cardiologist, period. Patient is also on metoprolol 25 milligram, one tablet a day, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease, and he's on clopidogrel 75 milligram once a day. And omega-3, 300 milligram fish oil, one capsule twice a day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy, and he's on finasteride 5 milligram once a day as per the urologist. Period. Next time, patient's also on Metamucil, 48.57% oral package, one tablespoonful every day, mixing water, period. Next line. Social history, patient lives with his mom, and he has no history of smoking cigarettes, comma, alcohol use of substance abuse, and patient is very active. Next line. Obstructive colon. Heart examination, has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Next line. Abdomen is soft. There is no tenderness in bowel are active. There is no extension. There is no distension of the abdomen. Period. There is no suprapubic or severe tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities, has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals minimal tenderness of the soft tissue of the lumbar spine at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding the prostate mass. It is going to be seen by urologist for possible biopsy, period. All his questions are answered to his satisfaction. He will have a full understanding, period. Next patient is Elizabeth, E-L-Z-B-I-E-T-A. Last name is S-T-A-U-F-E-R. KAMINSKA. Date of birth is 08-05-1942. Period examination date is 01-31-2023. Period next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today with chief complaint of neck pain. Period next line. Subject to colon patient stated that neck pain is persistent. However, for last 24 hours, she is feeling better. Period pain level is 5, but upon resting, it is less than 2. There is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities. Patient is doing stretching exercise at home with some benefit. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Your next line, objective colon, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Your next line, extremities has no capillary edema. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Your next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine and range of movement is painful. However, hand grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Next patient is Louis, L-U-I-S, last name Burgos, B-E-R-G-O-S. Date of birth is 09-26-1946. Period examination date is 01-31-2023. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today. As a follow-up after traumatic headache, correction, traumatic head injury, period. Next time, patient also came today as a follow-up for sleep disorder, comma, stiffness of the both wrists, and right knee pain. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that since he had accident and sustained injury to the head requiring surgical treatment, patient has a headache more often now, and the headache and the pain level is 4 or 5. And it lasts for 20 to 30 minutes, and it recurs again after exertion, period. Next line, patient also stated that he has very poor sleeping habit, and he has not tried any over-the-counter medications. Patient said that he was not told by wife that he snores. Here, next time, patient has a stiffness on both the wrist, and it is worse in the night time. And patient does not have any tingling or numbness in the fingers. Here, next time, patient has a right knee pain, mostly on the medial side, and it is worse upon exertion. Patient does work as a tow truck driver, and he has to bend down several times a day, and that aggravates the pain. And upon resting, pain is absent. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infections or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling, calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities, or open wounds. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for anxiety disorder, and he is on alprazolam 0.25 milligram once a day, and he has not used it in the last several weeks. Next line, patient has a history of hypertension and is on hydralazine, 25 milligram, one tablet twice a day, along with low-salt diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of gastritis and is on omeprazole, 20 milligram once a day, 1 hour before meal. Next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on somatostatin 10 milligram once a day, along with low-fat diet. Period. Next time, social history, patient lives with his wife and he's a tow truck driver. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, alcohol use, or substance abuse. Otherwise, he's very active. Period. Next time, objective colon. HEENT examination reveals the tenderness of the scalp without any open wounds. The surgical scar has healed completely. Next line, neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement or thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the wrist bilaterally without any tenderness of a carpal tunnel, and hand grips are bilaterally equal. And there's no changes on the skin. Period. Next line, right knee examination reveals tenderness of the medial compartment, and range of movement is not painful. However, weight-bearing is more painful. However, weight-bearing is painful. And patient walks with a slow gait. Period. End of dictation.